Yeah, again, sorry. Thank you so much for doing this today. It's really, really quite a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you.
Oh, no worries at all. Thanks for having me on.
Now, before obviously you've got new music out and you're playing in New Zealand soon, which is very exciting. But before we get to all of that, how has 2024 been for you so far?
It's been good. I haven't been hasn't been a super productive year musically, but it's been a nice year. I started the year by spending a good chunk of it down on the coast on Phillip Island, which is like a couple hours south of Melbourne. And just surfing a bunch, and I feel like that was pretty good. So it's been nice so far, just kind of getting back into playing shows and working on music again.
Yeah, cool. I think that's the best start to the year you can have, quite frankly.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
lovely. So speaking of new music, you put out Bug-O-B not all that long ago. And congratulations, first of all. It's great. It's really fun to listen to. Tell us a bit about it. Like how did the journey with that go?
Yeah, so it's the single came out like a month ago, and the rest of the songs, it's just like a little six-track EP, came out just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's actually like a pretty old collection of songs. It was just one of these kind of many kind of like COVID projects that come together because of that kind of random mishmash of extra time. And especially in Melbourne, there was a bunch of great like initiatives from councils and governments. So I was lucky enough to get like a little grant to record that collection of songs.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was just like me and my friend Dylan Young, who plays in the live band. We went out to the countryside for like a week and a half and stayed at this property, which has like a really old-timey recording studio where like everything seems to be from like the 50s and 60s and stuff. And we recorded this little collection of songs that I'd kind of tried to quickly whip up in the kind of month before, so we had something to do. And that's kind of how it came together.
Yeah, right. God, it's amazing how like so much work is still coming out that is COVID related. Like it's just like the after effects of that is just so fascinating. Did
Yeah.
Melbourne go through like a lot of lockdowns or anything?
Yeah, I
Oh,
think Melbourne possibly had the world record, but I'm not
wow.
sure. But
Oh my gosh.
yeah, we had just like really, really long lockdowns. So it is, I mean, now we're out of it. It is interesting thinking back on it, like how it kind of affected everyone's just like their routine and their work, just in like on a creative level,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
every so many people so many people got to do things that they never got the, probably would have the chance to or the time to or have the like mental capacity almost to like sit down and put a bunch of time into something that otherwise would never have got the chance to in kind of a normal day-to-day life.
Just then, like when you mentioned that recording studio you were at, I can imagine that was really cool, like stepping back in time like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a super interesting place to record these songs because I don't know, I feel like as I keep kind of writing songs, like I keep moving further away from like that classic thing of like picking up a guitar or like sitting down at a piano, and I kind of like write a whole bunch now just like on a computer and like fiddling around in like Ableton, which is some recording software. So I had all these songs which were like super electronic. They had lots of samples and had lots of like strange effects. And then to record those songs in this really old-timey studio was like a real challenge, but it was also really fun. And I think it kind of gives the collection of songs its kind of own unique character.
I mean, definitely. And like that contrast of like using technology older than like the sounds you are creating. It's kind of wild. I love that.
Yeah, it is cool. It's just like even like we were taking weird, wacky like sound effects that I'd kind of sampled and kind of done affected and processed on the computer, and then we were like in this old barn just looking around for things to kind of recreate those sounds like the best way we could, finding old bits of percussion or like playing. Oh, just like even super basic things like playing synth lines on like a nice old stand-up piano and using a bunch of acoustic guitar and stuff. Yeah, it was a really fun way to record the songs.
Now, big elephant in the room is you are coming to New Zealand, to do a tour. Is this your first time touring here?
Yeah, it's our first time. I think for most of us, or at least three people in the touring band, it's our first trip to New Zealand ever. So I'm very
Really? You're
excited.
Australian. You're supposed to have come.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to. Yeah, so I'm super excited.
Wow, is it like the first overseas tour for you guys?
We've toured Europe a couple times. Outside that, it's the first first trip anywhere else.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh my God. Well, I hope you guys have a good time here. The show I'm especially looking forward to is, of course, your Portnoy's Festival gig, because that's in Lyttelton, which is right next to where we are here in Christchurch. And now, what should, like, I've never seen you guys play before. What kind of should I be expecting?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the compliment we get in around Australia, which I can never tell if it's like a good compliment, from
Oh
people, it's like I love seeing you play. Like, you always look like you're having the best time. Everyone always says it
no.
looks like we're having so much fun on stage, which you could kind of take in whatever way you like, but I think that's true. We play like really kind of upbeat, fun, dancey stuff, and don't take anything kind of too seriously. And I think that often kind of rubs off on the crowd, and it can be a really fun show.
I cannot wait to come up to you after your set and tell you that you look like you had so much fun.
Yeah.
But again, I can totally believe that. Your music is so fucking cool. You should be really proud of this EP you've put out. Before I let you go, where can people like follow you guys and hear your music and keep updated with all your activities?
Yeah, I mean, you can check out our Instagram, I guess, is the easiest, the Real Cool Sounds. Otherwise, all classic music streaming services and Bandcamp and all that kind of stuff.
Well, It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much. When do you well, 6th of March today. You must be coming to New Zealand pretty soon.
Yeah, we leave on Friday.
Wow,
Yeah, couple
okay. Oh,
days.
I am honestly, I no words to describe how excited I am to actually see you guys in person. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, no worries. Thanks so much for having me on.
Have a great day.
You too.